I'd like to call the meeting to order with the Board of Adjustments for the Cheney County Planning and Zoning Commission. And Bob, would you give us a quorum call?
Okay. Dave Clemenson.
Here.
Tom Gideon.
Here.
Bob Hanslon.
Here.
Mark Weiss called to let us know that he wouldn't be in attendance. And Dave Nelson.
Here.
We have established a quorum.
All right. And would you give us the explanation of the public hearing procedures?
Okay. I'd like to welcome you this evening to the February 15th, 2012 Board of Adjustment public hearing being held in order to hear a variance request this evening. The Board of Adjustment hearing process is governed by the provisions of Missouri Revised Statutes, the Taney County Development Guidance Code, and the adopted Board of Adjustment bylaws. Public hearings are held on each variance or appeal request which is filed with the Planning Department. I would like at this time to place the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. The staff report for each case is Exhibit B. The staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C. And the Board of Adjustment bylaws is Exhibit D for each of the cases to be heard at this public hearing. A staff report for this variance request will be read, followed by a video and any questions for staff. If you wish to comment, you must sign up at the front of the room, and anyone wishing to speak either for or against the variance request must be sworn in and will be providing sworn testimony. Registration for comment will cease before the hearing begins. When it's your opportunity to provide sworn testimony, your name will be called by the Board of Adjustment Chairman. Please walk to the podium at the front of the room to address the board. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the board, not to anyone in attendance. All speakers who are not party to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes unless additional time is granted by the chairman. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bob. And Bob, would you give us the governing statutes?
The Board of Adjustments shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty, one, to hear and decide appeals where it is alleged there is error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of the county zoning regulations. Two, to hear and decide all matters referred to it or which it is required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the county commission as herein provided. Three, where by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape, or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under sections 64.845 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties to or an exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use, as distinguished from the mere grant of a privilege, to authorize upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good, and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and map. In exercising the above powers, the board may reverse or affirm wholly or partly, or may modify the order, requirement, decision, or determination appealed from, and may take such order, requirement, decision, or determination as ought to be made, and to that end shall have all the powers of the officer from whom the appeal is taken.
Thank you, Bob. And first variance request is Legends of Branch Creek Condominium Association. And Bob, would you give us a staff report, please?
Okay. This is case number 2012-0001V. The applicant is the Legends at Branson Creek Condominium Association. The request, the applicant, the Legends of Branson Creek Condo Association, is requesting a series of variances from Section 9, Table 1, Property Line Setbacks, and Section 5.3.1, lot size and frontage requirements of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. The property in question is that the subject property is located on Legends Lane and Legends Circle off of Branson Creek Boulevard in the Scott Township, Section 27, Township 22, Range 21. And this is just a Google photo of the property in question. The properties that we're considering this evening are actually the properties that are shaded in gray here. They're properties that have already been platted as condominium style ownership. Just a brief background on this. The subject property consists of 10 units currently held in condominium style ownership within the Legends at Branson Creek development. The Legends at Branson Creek development was approved by the Taney County Planning Commission on May 17, 2004, and it originally authorized the development of 59 dwelling units to be held in a condominium-style ownership. These 10 units in question are units that have already been constructed and are currently being held, like I said, in condominium-style ownership, with the lot area being maintained by the Condominium Association as common space. In September of 2011, Branson Development LLC sought to replat the Legends at Branson Creek as a 43-lot residential subdivision to be held in individual lot ownership with the submission of a replat of the Legends at Branson Creek, renamed the Pinnacle at Branson Creek. On September 20th, of 2011, the planning administrator sent a letter to the applicant indicating that upon review of the final plat of the Pinnacle at Branson Creek, that it was found that the plat did not comply with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code because the required road right-of-way width for residential subdivision roads, which is required to be 50 feet in width, and also the required cul-de-sac width which is to be 100 feet. The final plat was amended, and basically they just included those areas in the subdivision, that area that wasn't platted in condominium-style ownership. That final plat was signed, and essentially what we're referring to here is this plat's already been signed off on and recorded. Basically, then on December 31st, 2011, the Board of Adjustment heard a variance request from Branson Development LLC seeking a variance from the road right-of-way requirements, essentially, for a portion of Legends Lane and Legends Circle. And the Board of Adjustment unanimously approved that variance. Essentially, that allowed for a portion of that area to be replatted with the existing 22-foot wide right-of-way and then the area of the cul-de-sac that was substandard. The variance also allowed a portion of the right-of-way to be platted at 36 feet in width. And basically, the Legends at Branson Creek Condominium Association is now requesting a series of variances for both the property line setbacks and the lot size on these 10 existing condominium units. They're essentially doing so in order to dissolve the condominium association and become a part of the subdivision. On the next slide here, I've tried to summarize all the variances that are being requested by lot. Basically, the what I've shown it, for example, on lot 2, the plat indicates that the existing front setback would be 19.2 feet, so they would be asking for a 5.8-foot front setback variance. The same thing on the sides. This indicates what that requested variance would be, as well as the road frontage. I just thought this would be the easiest form to see what variances were being requested. In review, in Taney County, it has been generally accepted practice to allow for the platting of condominium-style ownership developments with lots that do not necessarily meet the setback, road frontage, or minimum lot size requirements, essentially because each of the lots is held by the Condominium Association as common property. Therefore, as the condominium units were completed within the Legends at Branson Creek, upon the issuance of C of C's, each of the condo units in the common areas maintained by the condominium association were platted. The applicant, like I said, is now requesting this variance in order to allow the remaining 10 units to be replatted as lots within the Pinnacle 2 at Branson Creek. And this is the plat. It's a little difficult to read there, but I've also given you a larger site, you know, a printed version of this. But it basically indicates all of the location of each existing building, what the current setbacks are, current road frontage, and in summary, if the Taney County Board of Adjustment approves this variance request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. First, approval of a series of variances from Section 9, Table 1, property line setbacks, and Section 5.3.1, lot size and frontage requirements of the Taney County Development Guidance Code for lots 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, 13, and 14 of the current Legends at Branson Creek. The approved variances for each lot have then been enumerated below. Second, compliance with all other provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. And third, the decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder's Office within 120 days or approval shall expire. And we've got just a very brief couple of videos here. This one is just a 360, basically showing the surrounding area, showing part of the development in question. And just a very, very quick 360 view of the area. And then we've got a second one here, and we've just tried to, this is actually the couple of units that have been constructed within the cul-de-sac first. And here in a second, I believe we go, these are all the units that have been constructed as you enter the subdivision. We primarily wanted to indicate the proximity of all these existing units. They have been constructed, and they were constructed, you know, fairly close to each other.
Forward there, that particular lot does not mention within the description, was it not?
You mean the last lot?
No, the one between the houses.
This one?
Yeah, that's 4, isn't it?
I think you're correct. I don't believe it is.
All right.
Yeah, I think I've actually gone beyond the variance, you know, the area that the variance request is for.
Okay. Actually, there was two more houses at the end there.
Oh, okay.
And I noticed there was only lot, there were 9 lots listed. Is lot one of them all right, that they don't need any variance to make the 10?
Yes, that's correct. Lot 1... wasn't going to require any variances.
All right. Very good. And who we have tonight that would like to speak?
I got a lot of paper off.
All right, Eddie, why don't you raise your right hand? I'll swear you in. You solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes.
Thank you. received.
I'm here to represent the homeowners out there at this at the Legends. One thing I'd like to point out is it wasn't a case where Branson Creek, you know, they weren't the owners of the Legends, and the bank repossessed all the property that wasn't platted. Then Branson Development bought back the deeds of trust from the bank, and then we platted that into residential lots, and so what we've got left is what was originally developed and sold out there. And so the homeowners out there with the small association, it's really difficult for them to maintain the grounds and take care of that, and they're just wanting to become part of the residential subdivision and adhere to their restrictions and everything and just be part of that little community right there. So we went in and we actually located all of the improvements on the part on the condominiums, and they're shown on the drawing. You see the footprint of the building, the driveways, and everything like that. And with condominiums, they're built pretty close. And we tried to divide the property up between the buildings the best we could with what we had to work with. And we've actually staked the corners out there on the ground where the landowners could see it and everything like that, where we could proceed to come in and ask Jens for a variance to see if that was possible and everything. And so on Bob's chart there was one lot there that there was a peculiar number on.
Okay.
Let's see here. It was on a setback. Let me find it here again. The road frontage variance request. Okay. That was on lot 5. I just want to make sure we had our numbers right, Bob.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we do there, because that's that real narrow one there, 27 foot. But Bob and I discussed how to present this to you, because there's so many elements here that isn't satisfied. And so Bob came up with this chart, and we kind of went over that. And to kind of give you an overview of what is needed in there to satisfy all the requirements by the code. And he has went through and took our numbers, which we labeled on our drawing, and I guess you have got a large one there where you can see we tried to dimension it as many places as we could so you could see what's going on. And one example is like on lot 2. The back corner of the house is 4.9 off of the lot line we're proposing, but the front corner is only 2.8 feet. So we'd have to go with a side variance in there of 4.2 feet to meet that. And so that's kind of the way, but they're not even, you know, couldn't make them even, sure. And there's what we couldn't do. And and some of them will meet the square footage, and then the fronts due to the driveways and everything like that to keep them where they own their driveway. One lot got down as narrow as 27 and a half feet. But we just tried to work with what we had there. And other than that, you know, unless you just want to go through the chart and look at each one of these individually, there's not a whole lot to really tell you, because Bob's done a pretty good job of explaining everything to you in there.
Any questions for Mr. Wolf? Nicely presented as far as the layout, and I presume those red flags are yours?
Yes.
Who maintains those roads?
Right now, the association is trying to, but if they become part of the subdivision, they'll be maintained by Branson Development.
How many are in the association?
9. Well, there's 10, ten buildings. Okay. That's all there is in there completely is 10 buildings. See, we platted, as you come in there, the original plat there. Well, let me just show you here.
Sorry. Pardon. Let me give you.
See, this is the original plat that we did. Then we come back and got the variance for these lots here with the road width. And this is the road that was condensed because of the condominiums right there. And it's, you know, like this is owned by Branson Development. This is owned by Branson Development. And this is owned by Branson Development. Only the shaded areas are what we're dealing with completely in there. And that's all that's in the association. period in there. Now, if this is approved and they become part of the subdivision, then the developer, until he turns it over to the POA, will be responsible for maintaining the roads and the mowing. Because right now, the way it is, they're responsible for their part, the way I understand it.
So all the roads I'm seeing are privately maintained either by the condominium association or the developer?
That's correct. There's none of them been taken by the county.
Okay, would that ever be a consideration or a possibility?
That would strictly be up to the developers or the association that ends the Pinnacle 2 Association, or Pinnacle Association. You know, the roads in there,
as long as it's still being developed and everything, it'll always be under Branson Creek, so anything mm-hmm. like that probably wouldn't happen until it had been turned over to the association or something.
You know, all of the roads in there presently, as we speak, are platted now and recorded. With the variance that you give on the reduction right-of-way on the other one, we've already recorded that plat and filed it. So, really, the road doesn't have an issue.
Cul-de-sac. And
in there, it's just the side setbacks, frontage,
okay.
and square footage. And the thing about it is we got the narrow right-of-way in there on the road, but the road's still the same size as it is in the 50-foot right-of-way. It just doesn't have the extra. And then when we platted the one that you give me the variance on for the four lots, we added 15 feet to the side of the road on that one side so we could get some width in there to deal with utilities and stuff like that.
As I understand, then, the variance request will actually allow them to then disband the association?
They're wanting to actually, they've got an attorney hired, and they're wanting to disband it and become a residential subdivision.
That's what they're wanting to do. The rest.
Yeah,
that's correct.
And
part of the Pinnacle.
Pinnacle doesn't have problems. Mm-hmm.
It would be, if we got the variances, and you went in there, it would just be all platted like the Pinnacle.
Right.
Totally. And that's what it'll end up being, just being three phases.
For mortgage purposes, are those treated as individual lots or as?
If we're granted the variances, they would be treated as individual lots. As they stand right now, they're treated as a condominium. Okay. That's on common ground.
So there's a financial interest in this.
There could be, yes.
Okay.
Because we all know it's a lot easier to finance a piece of ground with a dwelling than it is with airspace inside walls.
Gotcha. Yeah.
But there is more here than monetary gain, I believe, from what they're asking to do, because I don't think the association can maintain those roads in the grounds that they got there with the number of units that's there. It's a hardship in that direction.
Okay. Good. Anybody have any further discussion? Call for a vote on a motion. For the variances or not?
I'll make a motion for.
I'll second.
As typed out in. Then does that have a schedule number for your chart?
Dave, you want to use that chart as the motion, or is that the easy way?
I think as long as we say per the decision of record, the utilizing the setbacks laid out in the chart.
Okay.
That
okay.
That's my motion.
That's my second.
I think we all understand that.
Okay.
But very nicely done. Call for the vote then. David,
aye.
Your vote?
Aye.
Bob?
Aye.
Tom?
Aye.
And Chairman Ike, likewise, aye.
Okay.
So you have your request.
Thank you. One thing I've done with Bob, I discussed with him a little bit. This is kind of out of the scope, but with the variances that you grant or don't grant, when we go to do plats, we don't have any numbers or anything to say per this variance. So I discussed them with Bob. If we could get a number on them, then we can put that on the plats for future use. So when a person picks up this recorded plat, they can see it this order number that it was granted. And I think that should be good business by planning and zoning to do that, where you've got a trail where they can follow it. Because the way it is now, or was, I know you might have changed it. I've seen the number on that one up there. You can say granted variance, but where's it at?
You got that now with the B?
Yeah, what we've basically started doing is we've exactly what you said. We've started assigning, and the computer gives it a number. They've got one set of numbers, from my understanding, for appeals, one set of numbers for variances. So in this case, it was the first variance, so it's number one with a V behind it. And then if it was an appeal, we started numbering those the same way,
just a second,
a number with the.
Then that way I can put a date and this number on there, and it's traceable back to the.
Sure,
office.
It has to be the first of the year, but wouldn't this count as a second?
Would you be able to put that on your plat?
That's what the purpose is. Because I think it's important that it goes on this plat.
Yes.
And that's what I was discussing with Bob, because before we didn't have any information like that out of the office to be able to do that.
The 31st December, that was a variance too, yes?
Yes.
So this would be the second variance request.
No, this is 11. I mean 12.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the first one.
Well,
that would have been last year.
But
that would have been
Yeah, we've just got them by the,
see, there wasn't
the year
a number
that they applied.
To the one you granted for the four lots, there wasn't a number. So what I did on it, I put on there the date that you granted it and everything on the plat. Now with this one, I can put on there the date and the number
of the case
that you granted it by.
Great.
Okay. So,
thank you.
You just have a good evening.
All right.
See you, Tom.
Sure glad you didn't put in anonymous.
Have a good evening.
Have the minutes of the last meeting. If anybody has any corrections or changes, I ask for a motion to approve.
So move.
Second it.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Got that approved. Any old business, new business?
The only thing I wanted to bring up just as a topic for discussion, And it's something that you and I had spoken about at one time. I didn't know what the board's feel was as far as in the bylaws. It allows for this process for either reconsiderations or rehearings. But in the state statute, there's nothing that references a reconsideration or rehearing. It's something that's just spoken to in the bylaws. And I guess I wanted to get the board's feel on that. I don't know if it's something that we want to keep as a part of the bylaws.
One label, or?
Well, honestly, in the statutes, there's nothing that speaks to a reconsideration or rehearing. Normally, there's just a decision by the Board of Adjustment. If that decision were further appealed, it's normally just appealed to the Circuit Court. But Taney County's bylaws do allow for a reconsideration or rehearing, so I just wanted to throw it out there just to see what the board's.
The commission would have to change, wouldn't it?
No, it's our bylaws.
Or it's, yeah. Or it's our bylaws.
Yeah,
Personally, I don't mind the idea of reconsideration if there's new evidence to be presented, or, you know, something major
because it gives us the opportunity to relook at something in case we did.
In case we made a mistake, or, you know, or we missed something, or tired one night, you know, just, I don't know, but I think.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a hassle on the own side.
But I just wanted to throw it out there, and that was my only intent.
Is there anything in state statute that says we cannot do it?
I really don't think there's anything that states that the board cannot do it, and I think not being an attorney, but I feel I feel that the board can impose conditions beyond what the statutes call for, but it's not anything that is addressed in the statutes.
Well, it has to have one moniker, one label. I mean, is it either a reconsideration or a rehearing?
That's the thing,
because there are two different things.
Well, and in the bylaws, you're exactly right. There's one paragraph that speaks to a reconsideration. There's a second paragraph that deals with a rehearing, which is a little confusing to me.
I don't think we need B.
Why don't we study that?
Yeah.
Rather than make a decision tonight. But
okay.
I think that, you know, I've been on here long enough that it's a rarity when we do a reconsideration.
Oh, exactly.
However, I think in this last case, even though it opened the can of worms again, I think it needed to be opened for both parties.
Yes.
I frankly had changes that I thought maybe we could, or at least address, at least find out more information on.
Well, exactly. If you'd asked me before this last little deal, then I would have probably been done and said, but the same way with as Dave was with it, you know, there's...
Yeah.
I understand.
Well, it's dragging on to the midnight.
Yeah. Well, I've only been here for 3 years or whatever.
And much information like that last, you know, the December one, or the November one, when we're just piling on,
exactly.
on, and it gets to be midnight.
Well, a lot of the reason was the attorneys wanted to exhaust all possible roads before they went to circuit court.
Yes.
Because they thought maybe if they didn't do that, the court would say, what did you ask for? One and oh no, I did it. Well, you go back and ask for one,
right?
Yeah,
and then we're
and we've had that happen before too.
Then the car could have just said, oh, well, nothing was said, so must not mean anything to anybody.
That's only the second one that I can remember since I've been with you guys, but yeah,
One other point while we were talking, and Bob brought up the fact that. A lot of times our decisions that are made here are not factual when they're put out in the paper the next day or two. And what is our procedure for addressing these summaries of our meetings? And I know we do the website as a posting, but is there a time frame involved? Is there some other way, or what is the office feeling about that?
Oh, I think the thing that was difficult on this one, and I'm not, I don't know for sure exactly how to address it. I think a lot of what was written that meeting went till fairly late that night.
Yeah, different facts.
Normally. Being really honest with you, normally the press will come and speak with the staff or speak with the department. On this one, they pretty well ran with the story that they wrote that either early that next morning.
Or the previous month.
And
do we need to chairman or your office write a brief summary or press statement and just have it on file?
Well, I don't think we need to be putting out press
statements. No, not a press. Yeah, I know.
Something on file that says this is how we reached our decision.
That's in the minutes.
Well, I was going to say, we've got that in the minutes. Yeah.
But then the minutes are not published for how long? But, you know, we had a four-hour meeting that you probably could summarize into 3 or 4 minutes worth of reading.
And I know with some of the things that I even try and keep up with, time becomes of an essence. And I'm just wondering if, since a lot of people don't want to take that much time, they're still going to miss a major point unless we declare A, B, and C.
I still don't think...
We doubled.
I don't think that's going to do anything with...
Feeding kitchen.
Yeah.
I don't. I
don't know, but I guess my feeling was...
There was four different press here for the first meeting we had, and all four of them had different numbers on stadium cost, size, seating, what we said, what was said, what they said,
what we said. We can't control none of that, really. I mean...
But we can make a statement of what it is that we did at the meeting.
Okay, so
and I'm not looking for anything terribly long.
Now, what do we need to write an opinion? Everybody write an opinion?
No, I just...
In general...
We have a staff member here who is the person who's going to have to enforce things and who knows what our meanings are. Just to say that and summarize a decision without any... elaboration.
The staff members we have are busy.
I know, that's in that. Yeah, and that's
it
why
is
I'm
recorded. At. It is on the web.
Yep.
You know, you could, you don't refer to.
I mean, that's all I, that's what I've done a couple of times when I've been asked, you know, over the last couple, 3 months. Why did you, well, did you listen to it? No, it's just what they said on the news. I said, well, go to the website, and it's all on there. And I said, you can look for yourself and see how everything was arrived at and listen to it. And you know, I said, you can, for yourself, and make your own decision.
Yeah.
And so that's what I tell them to.
And that's why the minutes or the actual facts may not be all of our...
No.
Thinking and thoughts that go into that that we have to verbalize, but it gives us the clear cut.
A draft copy of the minutes is no different than writing a summary.
Right.
Yeah. Well, they'll still twist. They can still twist a summary as easy as they can twist a minute. I mean, the press can do it. Press can do it.
Yeah.
And they want to sell newspapers and they want to sell advertising space, and so.
Oh, exactly.
That's what's going to happen. No.
Yeah.
So I'm saying,
nor do we need to put another burden.
Yeah,
on a statement that may or may not write.
Well, I was thinking about 2 a.m.
Yeah, all I'm looking at is just to have something that is clear, very close to the end of the meeting.
I just think it should be left the way it is.
Yeah.
It's up to the...
Yeah.
That's all I got to say.
Yeah. I know within 48 hours of our last meeting, I found out things that went on in the meeting that I must have slept through some of it.
There's
a lot of
Well, we don't have these
stuff going
type
on back.
No.
Issues.
And it's not
every,
like
every year.
Right. Yeah. And it's not a big, you know, it's only once every, what, 3.5 years now is all I've seen happen. When I first came on, there was the Emery Creek, and now this one. And that's usually the only
Had the deal on Fall Creek.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
City, Branson, and all
in
it. That's been our three.
Yeah.
But
about 1 year.
Yeah.
The minutes are public record.
That was a foofah of P&Z. I mean, you don't make a decision and then change it. Oh, we're not going to rezone it this time, but we did it the time before, and the guy's paid $3 million, now it's worth $1. Come on.
Well, I move that we go home.
All right. Anything for next month?
Yeah.
Second.
I was trying to remember.
Weren't we supposed to have this month off?
No.
I don't think we've had an application yet,
okay.
I don't believe.
All right. Keep us posted.
Okay.
Meeting adjourned.
All right. Is this your other half back here?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.